got to do the spinning of the cotton candy cones, but Baruch Hashem, a good time was had by all. Wanted to just share a biur, an explanation, one of the puzzling lines that we say all the time over the coming days in Al HaNisim. We thank Hashem for the miraculous war, that the Jews were successful in vanquishing the Greeks, and the details we give of how exactly it was such a great miracle, such a surprise. Masarat Giborim Yad Chaloshim, Giborim, mighty people. The Greeks were a superpower. And Chaloshim, Jews were not, they're not known for their military acumen. And we still won. Rabim Yad Me'atim, the numbers, you know, it was terrible odds. There are many, many more Greeks than there were fighting on the side of the Jews. Tameim Yad Tahorim, those who were Tamei, fighting to vanquish the force of Tara, of the Kohanim, the Chashmonaim. And finally, Rishon Biyad Tzadikim. We'll focus on that. We'll stop right there for the moment. Rishon Biyad Tzadikim. What exactly is the miraculous element that is referred to over here, that Rishonim were the Tzadikim triumphed over the Rishonim? What's so special about a Rasha in his Koach to fight? Okay, you can be a strong Rasha, you can be a weak Rasha. What is it that we're describing over here? So the Gan Shoshan and the Sefer by Rabbi Ganak. Rabbi Ganak has a whole series. Rabbi Ganak from the OU, from Englewood, from YU. A whole series of Svarim. The most recent one came out a few years ago. He has a few explanations of the text of Al HaNisim, and he explains this line in a way which, you know, when I was reading it not long ago, it almost brought tears to my eyes because it's so real on multiple levels. I don't need to tell you that, you know, Tzadikim fight differently than Rishonim. Tzadikim fight differently than Rishonim. Open up the newspapers, not just now, but for months already. The accusations of war crimes against Russia, killing civilians, launching missiles into, you know, civilian areas, shopping malls, train stations. They fight dirty. A Russia fights dirty. Russia fights dirty. Because, you know, just terrorism, absolute terrorism. They had their war, you know, on the clean side, you know, as any nation would, but there's also a lot of behind the scenes, the drones and attacking people who really should not be part of this the conflict altogether. And also, I don't need to tell you, in very recent memory, the way that, you know, the IDF has to, you know, they maintain a superhuman level of decency and civility and protecting against casualties, against the regular, you know, people in Gaza, wherever it happens to be. And then you have the, you know, Hamas and all their friends launching rockets from the top of hospitals, from inside kindergarten, and, you know, anything to, you know, to do damage and make it look, when we fight back, that we are really attacking innocent women and children. It's mind-blowing, but that's the reality. This is nothing new. That's Rishoim Biyad Tzadikim. So a tzaddik, even though he has to go to war, has some sense of just, you know, what's forget about the Geneva Convention, just being a mensch. Even in war, you have to be a mensch. If you go through Parshas Ki Tzetzeh, when you go out to war, there's rules not just in warfare, but there are very strict guidelines of morality that even within the Jewish camp, we don't even allow a bathroom in the Jewish camp just to maintain our higher level of dignity, because that's ultimately going to dictate how we fight others. The more that we are mentioned ourselves, and even when we interact with our enemies, we'll be able to do so in a way that upholds the nobility of the Jewish spirit and make sure that what we've seen in history, sometimes wartime, people can unleash the absolute worst in humanity. And tzaddikim, to beat the Rishonim, to beat people who have no limits, who have no restraint, and fight dirty, that taki is a miracle. That taki is a miracle. I just want to finish with a story. It's a famous story, but it's a wonderful story, a very true story. In Volozhin, a couple hundred years ago, they once came to the Rav of the town, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Volozhin, great Talmud of Vilna Gaon, and it was Purim time. And they said the Maskilim, the enlightened Jews who were not from Jews, they made a Purim spiel. What was a Purim spiel? They lined up, you know, with people acting, hundreds of troops, and they had a man stand in the front with a long beard, and he said, if you're just built a house, go home. And if you just planted a vineyard, go home. If you just got engaged, go home. Like, exactly as it's described in Parshas Shoftim. So they're going through this whole rigmarole of who's exempt from fighting, and when all is said and done, when dust cleared, the only two people who are left, because there's a fourth question, if you're afraid of the Averus in your hands, you're afraid of the Averus, then you go home too. After the whole business, the only people who are left were the Shagas Ayir and the Vilna Gaon. And then everyone erupts in laughter, and that's the end of the story. And that's how they're making fun of the Torah, making fun of the Psukim. So they told this to Reb Chaim Volozhin, and he said, Rebbe, we have to do something. We have to object. We have to respond. He said, no. Everything about that story is true. But they left out the end of the story. They won the war. The villain, the Golden Shaka Tsar, won the war. And it's not so distant from what we're recognizing, forget about Purim, on Hanukkah. By some accounts, the Chashmonaim, how many Chashmonaim? 12 Chashmonaim. 12 total people with, I don't know, you know, a few daggers, a few spears, no elephants, and they took down the Greek army. I don't think we consider how massive of a miracle it was that we're describing here. We spoke on Shabbos about whether we highlight the defeat, but it doesn't matter. Whatever we build the Yom Tov on, the bottom line is that the miracle is mind-blowing. And when Hashem wants two elderly Talmid Chacham to win, Rishon Biat Tzadikim, they're going to win. That's the bottom line. And that's what we're celebrating. The miracles of Hanukkah are truly nature-defying, whether it be the oil burning for 8 days or something against all the odds. Rabim Biad Ma'atim, Tahorim Biad Tameim, Giborim Biad Chalashim, and even Rishon Biat Tzadikim brings out the magnitude of the miracle that we're celebrating this Hanukkah.